All right. Would like for you now to focus on your root chakra there at the base of the body, bottom of the spine. This beautiful ruby red, candy apple red chakra, the root chakra. And as you're imagining this ruby red chakra, would like for you, with your inner senses, to take a closer look at your root chakra. And opening your mind to what you see and what you are able to sense. Checking in on the health of it. Opening your senses to experience its energy pulsing, pulsing, pulsing with energy. And that energy is rising up, up into the second chakra, this perfect orange, clear orange light. And as the energy pulses up from the root chakra into the second chakra, its movement changes. Instead of pulses going outward, here the energy is one of a slow circular motion, hands on a clock, if you will, going around clockwise, and the light there becoming clearer and a richer, more vibrant shade of orange. And this is a metered energy. It's rhythmical and orderly. Going around clockwise as you're looking at it. And this beautiful orange light is sending energy out as if an atom had been released as it moves from the second chakra up to the will center. And as you see and sense, to see the way that you see with internal eyes, and to sense with your other powers, your abilities, and you're using those senses to explore now this golden yellow light of the will center. And knowing that in the past, the bright yellow was considered to be the right color. But as you gain in mastery on the path, things change. Your astrology changes. And through your energy work, the past changes. It changes for you, whether you can see it or not. And as you grew spiritually and in wisdom, the light of your will began to change. And this golden hue, that golden hue given to that light, indicates a will that has been infused with element of wisdom. Not to say that it'll get darker the more experienced you have, or the more experience you have on your path. That's not it. The darker, that would be different. That would be, well, if it were a regular gemstone, you'd call it an occlusion. Cant term would be flaw, but that's not really the case. It's an unskillful use of one of your energies, of which you are composed. You are composed of many, many, many energies. Not all of them necessary, clearly, as you've begun to learn. So this golden hue of the will, as you grow spiritually, where you gain is in clarity and depth and perfection, rather than a distinctive color change. So, using your inner eyes, your inner senses, to explore this color, this gem in the middle of these petals, and just focusing in on the gem part, on the jewel. And that jewel becomes obvious through the study of divine will and through other spiritual practices. And as you're exploring this energy, begin to notice that this energy has a rhythm, not just a beat, but a rhythm. Not just a pulse or a run around the track. This is energy in its own pattern, and it's as individual as you are, because that's your soul and your personality and perhaps sub-personalities that are all expressing through this center. So we want you to take this energy into your awareness, into your higher mind. Take this pattern and lift it up, bringing it up higher and higher, higher and higher, until you can feel your mind touching soul's mind and offering up this pattern that you found in the jewel in the middle of your will center. So, watching as this higher energy, your highest mind right now, touching soul's mind, and watching as these two minds with you, the third mind, as the observer, begin to transmit the will to express to this pattern, to manifest its perfect rhythm and order right now. What is right for you right now? And just allowing it and watching, witnessing. You are standing in witness for yourself. And after a moment, your soul's mind lets go. And your higher mind, understanding, lets go. Allowing the energy, this renewed and transformed energy, slowly sink down to where it belongs, in the center of your will center. And you'll notice that the rhythm has gained in clarity and it is more organized and less random. And now, would like for you to imagine that between your will center and your heart center is a filter. It's a arc of a sort, not real sharp one, but a gentle sloping arc. And this filter has a name. It's called a moomin. And when you raise energy up, once you are aware of the existence of this moomin, when you take will energy, lower will energy, or any energy you want to infuse with more love, more light, more intelligence, you're going to take that energy from the will center and you're going to, from your heart, magnetically draw this will energy up through the moon. It has a certain vibration, this moon. And this clarified will energy is now rising up to the heart, where it will join with the heart, helping the heart, energizing the heart, giving the heart the will to love, the will to love all. Just allowing it and seeing them merging and blending the heart with this willingness, blending and merging, and together creating a much higher vibration at the heart. And as this heart energy begins to expand within you, it passes through the high heart area, and that too has a name. It's called
Randhiya. Randhiya. Randhiya.
And that activated high heart area radiates that willingly, lovingly energy, that willingly do you love. And bringing that willingness and that love up into the throat. And now you're looking at the base of the throat with all your inner senses. And as you're looking at your throat, you'll notice that there's another filter of sorts here at the throat. And this opening at the throat and opening the throat and clearing the throat so that the high heart energies, the high heart energies rising up into the
trail. Feeling
the energy of the throat growing smoother, more perfect, and the opening of the throat becomes more, allowing for more heart energy in the words formed the energy of the throat. And now this energy rising up again to that center above and just in the middle of the eyebrows, in alignment with the pineal gland in the middle of the brain, in the center of the head, in the middle of the mind. And as you're focusing on this energy, you'll notice the jewel in the center of this center. And as you're looking at this jewel, it draws you in. It's both magnetic and mesmerizing, so that your mind is fully embracing the energy of the center, this energy that's going out in waves from the center out to the very ends of the mental field and the pineal. It starts in the pineal, and that's part of the And as your mind continues to send this vibration, this frequency of the sound out, all the way out, 360 degrees all around you, infused with this newfound clarity. And that clear energy rising up to the crown of your head, to the jewel in the lotus at the crown of your head. And as we speak its name, let the energy fountain out of that jewel, up and out, and then down, all the way down past your feet, in 360 degrees around you. And the name This is the cocoon that always surrounds you, that includes your aura. It is soul's love fountaining out and down all the way around, all the way around you, beneath your feet, to above your head. This is soul's aura that they keep close to you. And it is through this aura, this layer of energy, that you will ultimately be able to move into the aura and the energy of yourself as soul, to enter directly and experience it. But for now, just want you to be aware of these areas, and we have not covered them all. There are a few more, but that's for later. For now we want for you to focus your mind and imagine seeing yourself calling with all of your awareness, calling for the will to act, calling for this light, this illumination that can clear your mind and lift your thoughts that can bring you those things, those people, and those circumstances that you want in your life. Calling for the will to act, feeling its presence, for this is the energy of a very great being, and they are sending it to your soul who has called for it on your behalf. And soul taking on this energy, joyfully, willingly taking on the energy. And taking that energy and creating a way for it safely, easily, and effortlessly can be passed to you, so that you might receive its beautiful, clarifying, utterly transparent light. And that perfectly transparent light carries the colors of all the lights within it. And allowing this to bathe your mind to envelop your mental fields right down through the physical and into the pineal gland in the middle of your brain, in the middle of your head, in the middle of your mind, letting it come in, breathing it in, bathing your mental field and everywhere it touches, clarity, it brings clarity. And you must choose to bring it in. You must choose to bring it in. Even though you called for it, you still must choose. I choose divine will. I choose divine will. I choose divine will. Watching the light play through your mental field. A beautiful play of light, full of rhythm and order, in the most beautiful pattern imaginable. Your pattern, your energy. Coming back slowly into the room. When you are ready. Namaste.